Living in lockdown has sometimes brought out things in me which I thought were not there. This has meant that it's been important for me to live in the grace of God, not only for my own need of forgiveness, but also as an inspiration for me to treat others with the grace of God. And so we take a moment now to join in our confession, to take an opportunity to honestly confess our sins with penitence and faith, and to receive the grace and mercy of God. Shall we pray? Lord our God, in our sin we have avoided your call. Our love for you is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Have mercy on us. Deliver us from your judgment. Bind up our wounds and revive us. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the God of love and power forgive us, free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Our psalm for today is Psalm 116, and we're going to be joining in verses 1 to 7 together. In this challenging season, I'm sure many questions have been raised for you, and you may have been experiencing a whole gambit of emotions. The Book of Psalms, the ancient songbook of the Bible, captures many of our questions and our emotions and allows us to express them and process them in God's presence. This psalm today, Psalm 116, is written by someone who has experienced a very dark moment in their life. The psalmist talks about being in the grip of grief and sorrow. The psalmist calls upon the Lord for deliverance and goes on to speak about his soul finding rest in God's grace. Perhaps you find yourself grieved by the present events, or you may feel sorrow as you look to your future. Perhaps together we can use these words which allow us to express our grief and our sorrow. Perhaps we'd like to say these words together.